T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We don't have a lot of time, but we got some time. This hour, top of the hour, is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division of Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Tony, let's go! I was looking through Twitter. I got a little bit of time left. Looking through Twitter while the show has been going on, and I didn't know that Joe Maddon was talking today, but he did, and our buddy Sierra Santos is actually covering it, and there's a couple interesting things I wanted to bring your way before I have to get out of here. Joe Maddon, this is from Sierra about an hour ago. She said, Joe Maddon discussing his off-season reading material at a dinner and fireside chat at the Union League Club of Chicago. He talked about what he learned after reading Managing Millennials for Dummies, but said most was common sense. I would offer this to Joe because I'm actually reading a book about Generation Z, and you might want to get on that now. For some reason, old people think that all young people are millennials, and that is not the case. Now, most of his roster is, but getting close to the edges of that. Look, here the score, our target demo is men 25 to 54. So we're talking about people who are barely on the edge of being Generation Z, the next generation to come up here. I bet it infuriates them that they are conflated with millennials. Millennials are like 35 now. Y'all can keep making fun of them if you want. But I'm telling you, like, it would bother me. What are you pointing to the sky for, Tony?
Shout millennials. Let's go.
You're like the end of the millennials. You're at the end of that whole thing. Doesn't it bother you that people are like, oh, these damn millennials? Doesn't that bother you?
No, not really, because it's like waiting in the shadows, and then when it's time to take over, we're here, baby.
You guys are already taking over. That's what people don't get. It's too late. Joe, if you're reading books about managing millennials now, it's too late. It's your whole roster, and they've been there, and they know how you roll already. It's too late. The calls are coming from inside the house. I would ask millennials and Generation Z to text, but I didn't hit them with a U up, so they're probably not going to text then. Sierra goes on to tweet after someone was like, I thought you were a White Sox fan. And Sierra's like, no, I'm a reporter. Sierra tweeted this. Who does Maddon think has the most upside this coming season? Wilson Contreras. Quote, he definitely has a chance to rebound. Let me tell you something. Wilson Contreras better rebound. They need big bounce back seasons from him and Kyle Schwarber. The Cubs are in a position. We're going to be at Cubs convention on Friday, which is great. And I'm told that we are going to have a special guest there on site. Pat Hughes is going to join me at 8 o'clock on Friday, which is exciting. I'm looking very much talking with him. But Kyle Schwarber and Wilson Contreras they have all they need. I agree with Theo on that. They have all they need. They don't necessarily have to go out and spend money on Bryce Harper if they don't want to. But the guys that you have on the roster have to produce the way that the guys in the front office thought that they would produce. It's possible that their assessment of those players may have been a little bit off. And I think we're getting close to who Kyle Schwarber might be as a hitter, and he might just be a slugger. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. This from our buddy Jesse. Jesse tweeted out that a fan asked Joe, what are the chances of Bryce Harper? And Madden says, not going to happen. And Jim DeShays was like, let's move on. Okay. There's part of me that still thinks that Theo going to find $300 million in a couch. Hey, Theo, we got a lump in this couch. We wonder if you could check it out. Oh, all right. That's not really what I do. I mean, I run the baseball team, but sure, I'll is that $300 million? Oh, man.
Watch, on Friday, be like, Pat Hughes. And look who we got coming here.
Okay, so let me ask you, Herbie. If the White Sox knew they were going to sign Machado.
They would. Nope.
Do you not want them to do it on Friday?
It would be ideal for them
to wait till Sox Fest.
Yes, to do it till Sox. Well, actually, for them and Brooks Boyer, and what they would probably want to do is announce it before, get more tickets sold. I don't know if it's sold out or not. But like a team like the Cubs, they're already sold out. They could just do it that day and be like make the huge noise.
They offered up more tickets for Cubs convention, which I thought was a little weird. Like last week, they're like, oh, there's some like the $300 million in the couch. They found extra tickets to Cubs convention.
But if Manny Machado, you think the White Sox would sandbag that?
I'm asking you, what's your level of petty? Like, how petty are you? Like, if the White Sox knew on Thursday that the Machado deal was done, and they were like, can you wait 12 hours to say anything to anybody? Would you want them to be petty and be like, guess what, Cubs convention? Manny Machado is a White Sox.
What I would do, if I was the White Sox and I signed them like Saturday and they didn't let anybody know, wait until Friday and then just, you know, announce all the players you got, all the old players, and then play this music.
Yes!
And then just have Manny Machado come out.
With Eloy.
Just.
With a gold chain.
I was going to say, Scott Hall.
Yeah.
He's got just a White Sox vest on.
He has to have the cap on, too. Like, that has to happen.
Yeah.
And he's walking out.
Yeah. Look at the bad guy.
Hey, yo. Crank it up, Tony.
Black and white for life.
New world order.
Here's the thing. As a fan base, we're so petty. That this is exactly what we want. We want the White Sox to sign Manny Machado and then announce it as Cubs convention is going on. Even though we're not in the same division as the Cubs and it only matters when the two teams play each other. But that's our level of petty. We're Petty LaBelle. We're Peppermint Petty. That's what we like to do. Thanks to Herb Lawrence. Thanks to Tony Gill for their hard work on the show. Bulls basketball is coming up next. I see that Steve Cashel didn't bring me any fries, but it's okay. Totally okay. Cash is coming up next with Bulls Pre. I'll talk to you tomorrow. New episode of House of L drops tonight. I will let you know via Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. Thanks for listening to the show. See you tomorrow at 7 here on The Score.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.